Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, presenting Pain in the Grass 2018. Sunday, August 26th. That's one of the days. How about Friday, August 24th, Saturday, August 25th as well? Three big damn days! Not just Sunday, Steve!
It's going to be a great time, man. You got Slayer on Friday night, a bunch of other great bands. You got Alice in Chains and a bunch of other great bands on Saturday. And then Avenged Sevenfold. And, yep, you guessed it, a bunch of other great bands.
Is that on Sunday?
On Sunday.
Yeah, that's Sunday.
Yes.
But there's also Friday and Saturday, like Steve said, too. Great lineup, too, man. Check a full lineup at KISW.com. Get your tickets at KISW.com. $2 from each ticket sold, benefiting the Vitology Foundation. That supports Pearl Jam's efforts to end homelessness right here in Seattle.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. B-Mix. Don't be a loser. Whoa. B-Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to B-Mix. Or maybe we can whack him instead.
Oh, yeah.
Whack it.
It's Whack It Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
How's everybody doing? My name is Mr. Wacky.
Woo.
Yeah. Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo. I thought it was going to happen on that
whack
first
it.
One. I was just sitting there by my... Woo. Oh, wow. It's going to be a weird day. Yeah. Already is, really, to be perfectly honest with you.
Sure is, buddy.
Let's get to our contestant. We got Michael in Parkland. Michael, are you there, sir?
Yep. How's it going?
Going great. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Ravi's playing for a pair of tickets to check out the Good Guys Car Show at the Washington State Fair Event Center. That's happening Friday, July 27th through the 29th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. And if you want to go to the Good Guys Car Show, get your tickets now at GoodGuys.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. Get out! For those playing at home, Michael will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Michael, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep, let's do this.
Which comedian provided the voice for the Aflac duck in TV commercials until he was let go?
Pass.
What year did Christopher Columbus discover America?
1492.
Yes. Which element of the periodic table is named after the seventh planet from the sun?
Pass.
Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Cornhusker State?
Virginia.
No.
Kentucky.
No.
Oklahoma.
No. Who played Axel Foley in the 80s film Beverly Hills Cop?
Pass.
During what war was the construction of the Pentagon completed?
World War II.
Yes. Who was known as the Long Island Lolita?
Pass.
What is Biff's last name in the Back to the Future movies?
Ooh. Pass.
In what city do the Simpsons live?
Springfield.
Yes. How does Jack die in the movie The Shining?
Attacked by axe.
A what?
Attacked by axe.
No! 3 correct.
Oh, well, not I mean, as good as one would like.
No, I don't think Steve's going to get whacked today.
Yeah, son of a gun.
We've had 2 losers songs this week.
Yeah, I was hoping for another one.
Yeah. It'll take some.
something spectacular from Steve in order for that to happen.
Something stupidacular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of like that word you just try to smush together.
Stupidacular. Look at Steve. He's all business. Look, he's all serious.
Yeah,
ready to go, boys.
All right, then. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What comedian provided the voice for the Aflac duck in the TV commercials Aflac. Until he was let go?
Gilbert Gottfried. Aflac.
Yes! What year did Christopher Columbus discover America?
1469.
No.
Yeah.
1492. Yes.
Nice.
Which element of the periodic table is named after the seventh planet from the sun?
Mercury.
No.
Earth.
No.
Ah, crap. Saturn.
No. Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Cornhusker State?
Nebraska.
Yes. Who played Axel Foley in the 80s
Eddie
film?
Murphy.
Yes. During what war was the construction of the Pentagon completed?
The war of World War I.
No.
War of 1812.
No.
Vietnam.
No.
What World War II?
Yep.
Stupid Steve.
Who was known as the Long Island Lolita?
Ah. Sexy Amy Fisher.
Yes. Oh, what yeah. is Biff's last name in the Back to the Future movies?
Rogers.
No.
Bagwell.
No.
Biff Bagwell.
Goldberg.
No.
Whack it.
Steve, yeah, you still managed to win 5-3. Congratulations.
Yes.
Sorry, Michael. Yeah, he's gone. Michael, yeah. Michael didn't know a whole lot. Yeah, he did bite the dust. He's gone.
I'm
sorry,
I'm just cracking up at Steve's answers for the Biff one just because it's a wrestling thing, but it just cracked me up.
Oh, Biff those, Bagwell?
Yeah, Buff Bagwell was a wrestler.
Oh,
so he said Biff Bagwell.
Oh, that's actually just pretty funny.
Biff Beefcake.
Yeah. Brutus the Biff Beefcake?
Yep. Yeah.
No, does anybody know what his last name actually is?
I can't remember it.
Tannen.
Oh, of Sheesh. Course it's Tannen.
Yeah. And I remember it from Back to the Future 3 because of Mad Dog Tannen.
Wait, why is it of course Tannen?
Because I remember the name Biff Tannen, and I that's why it's like, oh, of course, Biff Tannen, Biff mm-hmm. Tannen. Everybody used to say that. What are you, a Biff Tannen?
Did they?
Well, they did to me back in, you know, oh. when I was in my 20s when it came out.
Really bad jokes?
Yeah. Well, Biff you're kind of a bully.
Pleasure Paradise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was from Back to the Future 2.
That's after he was rich.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Still haven't seen 3.
Really?
Yes, I
oh
have.
My
I
God,
own
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
I know. I own it.
You own it and you haven't watched it?
I can't bring myself to put it in. I know.
Why?
Because I just don't have a desire to.
Then why'd you buy it?
I
probably
thought
came
I would,
in the three pack.
I thought if I buy the Blu-ray 3-pack,
yeah,
that I
yeah.
would want to watch. All, I want to watch all 3
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, I remember. I remember picking it up because it was a 3-pack.
Is that the cowboy western one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They go back to like 1885. No, it's fine.
It's definitely not on par with 1 or 2, but it's not awful.
I agree with
That's
all
not
that.
Saying anything if it's not on par with 2 because
2 was great.
2 was okay.
2 was really good.
I like
was,
them all. So I think.
Well,
I
you and Steve are both stupid.
1's great.
Mm-hmm.
2's pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And 3's okay.
Yeah. I love 3 because of the steampunk vibe at the end of it. So,
okay,
and
I give you
the
that.
Western stuff. It was really cool for me. But yeah, I mean, it's decent enough.
Marty, I'm out west.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's kind of how that goes. The only other one that you missed that we haven't figured out yet, which element of the periodic table is named after the seventh planet of the sun?
This took me a while to figure this out.
Hmm.
It really did. And I was still going, I don't understand. And they go, oh, uranium.
Uranium.
Yeah.
Named after
Uranus.
Uranus, yes.
Yeah. You know Uranus, Steve? It's got uranium.
Mm. Maybe. Yeah. Well, somebody says Back to the Future 3 is better than Back to the Future 2.
Ooh, I wouldn't go so far as to say that.
See, if you look on Rotten Tomatoes, it says I heard that 3 is the worst of them.
Well, you don't look at Rotten Tomatoes on those ones.
I don't look at Rotten Tomatoes for anything.
You shouldn't.
No. You know, well, yeah, Steve shouldn't because he likes bad movies, so.
I want to hear what Stevie Tomatoes says about it, though.
Funny enough, Back to the Future 3 scored better than Back to the Future 2.
Oh, BJ.
I'm not surprised because 2, you guys thought it was good. It wasn't that good. So if 3 is a little better, that makes me at least kind of believe. I mean, 2 was good for a couple seconds, but it just couldn't. It just wasn't as good as 1.
Another person says, for what it's worth, I like the 3rd more than the 2nd.
There you go.
Oh my God, I thought we could be friends, but if you have not seen them all, Back to the Future movies, we can't. I can't even.
Sorry.
I can't even.
I know.
See, now you've got required viewing this weekend.
I know.
BJ.
Steve is. I know. Steve hasn't watched a damn thing, so I'm not
what
watching anything until he does.
I've watched a lot of things.
Well, this one's for me.
I will do nothing for you because you don't ever watch anything either.
Well, what about the texture? Someone says, BJ, something wrong with you. Three is the best of the trilogy.
Okay, first of all, texture. Nobody thinks that but you. second of all, I have too much TV to watch.
That's just totally wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Steve. You weren't totally wrong. You got five correct in the win.
Yeah, Steve.
Somebody says, Back to the Future 3 is better than Infinity War.
Shut up!
Shots fired. Damn. All right, well, you know what? This is the thing. You get to say whatever you want, because this is your part of the show. If you want to take shots at Red's favorite movies, you want to take shots at Steve and me, this is how you do it. Listeners, you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We'll take your calls and texts after the best band ever created in the eyes of God!
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. Listeners on the Loose brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Steve, stop freaking!
Call Beacon.
That's how it is, buddy.
Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
It's pretty simple, man. 206-421-ROCK. That's the number to call. Text us at 77999. Anything you want to talk about, it's fair game, but do remember Steve has one rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we are going to have to dong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
Let's go to Jake in Lake Stevens. Jake, you are on The Rock.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Jake? What you got for us today, buddy?
All right, so a couple days ago, you guys were talking about drunk purchases and everything like that. Well, I think I topped the cake out of the entire radio station.
All right, you were drunk. What did you buy?
I bought a race car.
That's actually. It. Wow. All right.
What does that set you back?
Actually, it was kind of a race car. See, at the time, I was at a party at what I thought was a friend's house, and we build race cars, whatever, have fun. But he's like, hey, man, I got this really nice race car coming in, and you would love to buy it. We can get you behind the wheel. $1,000 here. And I was like, you know what? It's tax time. I got my tax return. All right, I'll put down. Gave him $1,000, and during my hangover and everything, he gives me a call. He's like, so when are you coming picking up your car? I was like, my car? He's like, yeah, you bought a car off of me last night. So I show up. It's a tube chassis, whatever, good race car. And then I pop the hood, and there's nothing. No engine, no transmission,
what?
No axles,
what?
Nothing. So I was like, are you freaking kidding me? And he's like, yeah, you bought it last night. Here's the title. And so still sitting behind my shop. I'm still mad about it.
Oh, damn, dude. And can you, how much will it cost you to get that thing race ready?
Well, that's the thing is you're looking at about $5,500 for an engine, $7,000 for a transmission. Axles are about $1,000 a piece. The wiring, the seats, the steering column. Dude, it's going to take $12,000-$15,000 to get it race ready.
Oh, damn. Jeez, that was a hell of a drunk purchase. That's what that was.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, dude. You know, how could people do that? You know, you gotta, don't you do a little give back on that, especially if you're both drinking and realize, okay, we were drunk. This you don't want to do this.
Well, when you realize you're not going to be able to sell it to anybody else, you probably don't.
Yeah. Damn. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose, and Holler, you are on The Rock. Interstate Holler, everybody.
BJ Shea.
Hey, I know, I care.
George, my boy, Stan.
All right.
I hate to be on Rev's side. You know, I'm not a big fan of ketchup. I do like the mustard. However, I'm going to throw a curveball. You like mustard with mayonnaise on my hot dogs.
Well, that makes sense. Vicky said that people do mayonnaise on hot dogs. Today is National Hot Dog Day.
Yes.
And most of America pretty much agrees that ketchup's the number one condiment, but maybe Washington State or just our listeners, nobody's going with the ketchup.
I know, that's impressive.
Well, I got one for you. You'll get a kick out. Here, a little bit. You're talking about, I think it was just, Marilyn Manson that stopped the concert. You're talking about for the guy wearing a wrong T-shirt or something like that.
Yeah, he made this dude take it off at the show, and he stopped the show and just said, "You got." And I think he was in another country, so the guy didn't understand English very well. And we thought that was weird that, you know, he was wearing a different he was wearing the band. Was it Avenged Sevenfold?
Avenged Sevenfold, who were headlining the show that Manson was on.
Yeah, so it's the headliner's shirt, and Manson still didn't want the guy wearing it while he was on stage during his performance. Yeah.
Well, I did one for you about 10 years ago. My buddy and I were down in California, and we actually went and saw, you know, Metallica, you know, bomb-ass band. We all love Metallica.
Sure.
Well, my buddy is wearing a Motley Crue shirt, and during Lars' drum solo, all of a sudden he sees this. Lars stops the drum solo, walks up to the stage with a microphone, and goes, "All right, who is the P-word wearing this piece of crap Motley Crue shirt?" Told him, "Take the damn thing off, wear a T-shirt of a real band with a real drummer in it."
Damn.
And not only did my buddy do that, he threw the thing up there. Lars actually gave him a T-shirt, a Motley Crue T-shirt, set the crew shirt on fire on stage, and while it was burning, went back to the drum set, finished the drum solo. I mean, the crowd just lost its mind doing that, and about two songs later, a couple of roadies walked up, tapped my buddy on the shoulder, handed him three different Motley Crue shirts and said, "This is from Lars." He says, "From now on, wear a real band T-shirt and a real band."
You mean he hit on three Metallica T-shirts? Yeah,
or okay. Metallica. Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
If you're gonna wear the shirt, wear a shirt from a real band with a real drummer. And I'm like, damn.
Are you sure that was a Metallica show?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I never heard this before. You would think something like that would have spread.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't even know Lars.
Yeah, this is for about 10, 11 years ago. We were down in California.
Oh. All right. That's weird. I mean, because Tommy Lee's a great drummer. I think Lars is out of his mind if he thinks he's not a good drummer.
Yeah, that's a very interesting story. And like you said, we've never heard that before. So we would like to reserve judgment on whether or not that happened, because people have a beverage or two when they're at a concert.
Well, I mean, for all we know, there might have been beef at the time. I don't know. I mean, that's just...
Yeah, but I've never heard that story either.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, look, I think, well, again, 10, 11 years ago, the internet wasn't around. But if you do that today, surely someone's going to have video of you lighting on up another band's, you know, shirt on fire.
True. Very true.
All right.
It's funny you bring that up, because one guy tweeted us back when we were having that conversation about Manson. We were debating on whether or not you can wear the band's T-shirt when you're seeing the band perform live.
Yes.
And there's some people that believe that you can't. I think Danny was one that says you can't go to a concert while wearing that band's T-shirt.
And I was always that guy that, as soon as I got there, I bought one of their shirts so I could put it on to be at the show. Yeah. So I didn't know I was faux pas-ing the whole time.
Me personally, I don't think there's any rules that need to be applied at a concert. Wear whatever you want. So long as you wear a shirt, I'm happy. Because sometimes at concerts, some guys take off their shirts and try and like walk by you, and they're just sweaty and greasy.
Yeah,
and it's just like, you know what?
Yeah, save it for the trailer park, Randy. We don't need you shirtless. Yeah.
Somebody says, I hung out with Diener from Ween last Friday, and he was wearing his own band shirt. These rules are dumb. And he posted a picture, and it was Dean Ween from the band Ween rocking his own band shirt, which I thought was hilarious.
See, I was trying to figure out what to do because of that, because of Pain in the Grass. Because we always get cool shirts for the show. Mm. I was going to rock one of our own show shirts. But
you wear what you want.
Can I wear what I want?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I don't think you need to follow anybody's rules, BJ.
I like that, because I think we have some cool shirts for BJ and Miggs. I mean, my whole career, all I wanted was a good shirt. And, you know, KISW has made some really, really good shirts for us.
Somebody wanted to say, hey, Tim, he sent us a Facebook message. Because of you guys, you mentioned Trailer Park Boys just a second ago because of Randy with his shirt off.
Yeah.
Because of you guys, I made it through the first two seasons of Trailer Park Boys. Thank you for bringing this into my life.
I know. It's amazing. We've heard so much talk about it for how many years, and I finally got on the bandwagon after all this, and I'm almost through season two.
You listened to a suggestion of mine, and I did not steer you in the wrong direction.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Pootie Tang and Trailer Park Boys, you were right about. Luckily, there were other voices besides yours saying how good this show was. I need a couple other people telling me something's worth my time. And Trailer Park Boys, no doubt about it.
So I said, did you hear about the passing of goaltender Ray Emery? I did, and it's awful news, man. He's like 35 years old, goalie. He used to play.
What?
Won Stanley Cup as a backup, but he had an incredible year with the Chicago Blackhawks, where I think he only lost once when he was backing up the team, won like 17 or 18 games when they won the Cup. Played with the Senators, the Flyers. Also, just kind of like a guy that was willing to fight as a goalie. Like, he would get into fights with players. He was a guy that was very polarizing. If he was on your team, that fan base loved him. If he wasn't, it seemed like people hated him. He drowned the other day. They don't suspect foul play.
Oh, damn.
But he was just out and about, and they found him dead. It was terrible news.
That is horrible news.
And, man, it's hard, because I tell myself, do not read the comments on any story. Do not read the comments.
Oh, were people really trolling?
The news just came out. Minutes later, people, because they didn't like him as a goalie, they're taking shots. And I'm like, it made me think of you, like when you talk about how people, we've become desensitized to just the human life. The people.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever your feeling is as him as a goaltender, how about you just table that? Because the man is now dead and his family is grieving and you're posting stupid crap about how you didn't like him because of this, that, and the other. Oh, man, it made me just be like, you know what? I just got to stay away from the internet. I just can't deal with this.
I don't know when we're going to finally say enough is enough. I mean, freedom of speech, it's a beautiful thing. But my God, these trolls make you almost want to roll that back.
And it's interesting because then you read people and they're just like, dude, seriously, not funny. Wouldn't be funny in a week from now. Wouldn't be a funny, you know. And then somebody's like, it's the internet, get over it. Like, that's how desensitized people are. Like, they just don't care that they could post something so hurtful on the internet because they feel like it's the internet. That's just what we do.
Yeah, that's a place for your misery. I'd love to be able to, you know, go visit these people because, again, you know, it's like that South Park episode where it was, gosh, I forget whose dad it was who was posing as a horrible troll. And it was the father. They thought it was some kid. And it was one of the fathers.
Kyle's dad.
Kyle's dad.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. And it was such a great episode because of that. Because Kyle's dad was the most horrific troll ever. And he's like, I don't know. I just do it because it's fun. And it's like, that's what these people are.
Yeah.
So but if you really got to confront them, they would never want to admit to that kind of guy. How about you post a picture of where you live in your house and then make your post? How about you do that, Mr. Brave Troller?
I know. It was just a bummer to see. And it's because it's just a bummer story. 35 years old.
That is really sad. And with water, man, you know, we take for granted having fun out on the water, but immediately something horrific can happen when you're in the water. I mean, anything can. That is sad. You're right, Steve. That's sad for his family and, you know, parents, everything, man. 35. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls and texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Jackson on I-5. Jackson, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning, buddy. What you got?
I got a shocking family moment that my brother went through, my brother-in-law. But before I get to that, I just wanted to say thanks again for the five-finger death punch tickets I got for spanking Steve on Friday.
Dude, how was the show?
Dude, it was so awesome, bro. Five Finger put on a great show, but Breaking Benjamins really, really blew the place up.
Those guys are great. I did see a video clip of Five Finger Death Punch busting into a Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh, nice.
No, yeah, it was Breaking Benjamins that did it. They had a 10-minute instrumental that started off with the whole stage dark, then there was a lightsaber being ignited sound, and then there was this, like, Art Deco drum kit in the center of the stage with lightsabers all around it, and they started playing musically the March of the Sith song, and then they busted into Tool, Lateralis, and then Smells Like Teen Spirit, Pantera, Walk, and then Metallica after that.
That's badass.
It was such a good show, bro.
So what about this shocking family story you got?
So it's my brother-in-law's uncle in West Virginia. He's an ex-sheriff and a parole officer, and he's a racist, hate-mongering bigot.
Okay.
But here's the story part. So his son, who's a football player, is gay, and he doesn't know it. And his daughter is dealing with an addiction issue. Well, his daughter steals his checks and goes speeding off in her car with her husband. He follows her daughter across state to some house. He goes all John Wayne style, the Duke, kicks in the door, walks in, and sees his daughter and his son assuming the position with a 300-pound black bodybuilder behind them.
Well, so the daughter and son were having sex with this other dude?
Yes.
Ay, 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 ay.
And the husband of the daughter was sitting in the parking lot knowing what was going on.
So is this the son that's gay and he's having sex with his sister?
Well, he was having sex with the bodybuilder, and the sister was having sex with the bodybuilder.
So they were having a threesome.
Oh, but they really weren't having sex with each other. Even still being in the same room is creepy as all hell.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, West Virginia.
Yeah, how about that? Damn, dude.
Damn.
What the hell was Thanksgiving dinner like the next time they all got together?
Wow. And of course,
I don't know. That's coming up this Thanksgiving. This just happened 2 months ago.
Oh.
Whoa. See, that's the thing, man. If the guy is racist, homophobic, and all that, and that's what he walks in on, his son who's having sex with another man. The man happens to be African-American, who's also having sex with his daughter, and she's in there. I mean, that's the worst thing that can happen to that guy, that guy's brain. Damn,
karma,
dude.
Man. Karma.
You're absolutely right. Karma is... Wow. I
did not expect that phone call.
No,
today.
I didn't. Appreciate the call,
I'm
bro.
I'm glad to hear Breaking Benjamin were really good. Wow.
Okay.
I felt like I was being rebellious when I listened to Metallica.
Yeah, you know what? You're a good kid. Yeah. You're actually a good kid.
Yeah.
Woo. Damn. Wow. That's insanity right there.
Hey, somebody wants to know, what's your favorite nostalgia movie that after rewatching it was terrible?
Oh, Airplane.
I thought that was going to be your answer.
Yeah, Airplane. Yeah. It was not as good. And I love that movie so much, and it was not that good for me.
I can't think of a movie. I don't really go back and watch a lot of movies, like old ones, so I don't really have a point of reference for that. But television shows, I remember being really excited. I went to Best Buy, and they had the box set for The Greatest American Hero.
Oh, God.
So I impulsively bought it because I just remember how awesome that show was.
Yeah.
I went back and watched it, and I gave it a couple of episodes in season one, and I just finally said, you know what? This is just never going to be watched again.
No.
It was not as good as I wanted it to be.
No. It's funny because, like, the old Kung Fu show, which is still slow, but I appreciate all the fights when I was a kid. Rewatching it, I appreciate the wisdom. There's a lot of great Asian wisdom in that. And, you know, it's hitting me at the right time in my life. I love that show. I'm watching it with my wife, and I'm digging the hell out of it, even though I hated it when they were all talking. I'm like, well, they shut up and just start kicking people. I remember that when I was growing up watching that show. Now it's the other way around. It's like, you know, the fight scenes are kind of lame compared to what we are used to now, but the wisdom on that show and the teachings, it's pretty damn sweet.
I wish that they would redo The Greatest American Hero.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if I want that.
No, you're not feeling that?
I feel like Mystery Men, the movie, is just as good as... Because he's kind of a clumsy hero, isn't he, if I remember correctly?
He was, yeah. He just realized he had these skills, but he wasn't very good at them.
Yeah.
I think they could do it good.
All right, well...
I just remembered one. I was trying to find it, and it was Condor Man. I remember...
Oh, God.
I've seen Condor Man.
What the hell is that?
One of the villains, I would imagine?
It was a movie about a guy that decided that he was going to be... He was a comic book writer and decided that he was going to be his own comic book.
Oh, wait. This is a movie about a guy...
Yeah, you never saw Condor Man?
I never did.
It's from 81.
It looks kind of silly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Siskel and Ebert apparently gave it 2 thumbs down. The original Rotten Tomatoes.
There's a shocker. Condor Man. He looks like a... Yeah,
he was like, he made a superhero comic, and he just said, I'm going to be that guy, and it's really cheesy.
Yeah, looks like it.
But it was good.
Oh, damn. All right, here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle and Crocs have in common? I'm going to tell you, 949 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Crocs have in common?
I am not made from crocodile.
No, you're not.
They said they both look stupid with or without socks. That's just me.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm losing a toenail right now. He's right. It's pretty grody.
Oh.
From all that jogging?
It's one of the things you do when you run is you lose toenails.
Ugh. Oh, well, that's another reason.
It's just the pinky toe, though. You want to see it?
No.
And I don't want to run. You give me another reason to not run.
Smell it.
Wow. They both have tasty meat, right, Steve?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Salted croc.
Mmm. Is that what we're calling it now? Yes. Well, you know what? High-heeled Crocs. They are now a thing that exists, ladies and gentlemen.
Give me a break.
Yeah. 2-inch heel, soles made from the rubbery, spongy material that made Crocs famous. 2 colors, gray and purple, and all black.
Rev, you got a pair yet?
Of course.
High-heel ones?
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
That's right.
I'm all about fashion.
High heels give them that apple bottom.
Oh, yeah. And we love that.
Sexier calves.
Speaking of apple bottom, Ryan Castle's up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Was that Steve making a sea lion noise? I don't know if I can make a sea lion. Can I hear it again?
All right, sure.
I'll try. Let's see if I can pull this off.
All right, this is Steve trying to impersonate a sea lion. Wow, you no? That was weird.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't know that it could make it a normal secret.
That was freaky, dude. Right. That was like right out of a horror movie.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney in the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.